Thank you very much indeed, Mr. President. I won't detain us very much longer, but I wanted to put on record my delegation's sincere thanks to you and to your team for the extraordinary efforts that you've made over the 4 weeks of your presidency. You said that you tried to foster a constructive atmosphere, and I think you have succeeded in doing that. The way you have taken on board the priorities of all delegations, the sensitivities involved, and the transparent way that you've worked has been a real has been a lesson to us all, I think. And the fact that you have done this in such close coordination with the P6 is absolutely the way this body should be working. So I want to commend you for all the work that you and your team have done, very sincerely. I also want to commend the statement of our distinguished colleague, the Ambassador of Argentina. He has shown the spirit of positivity and optimism that we all need, and I agree wholeheartedly with his intention to carry on working on this in his presidency to come. The draft package that is before us is an ingenious one. It includes all the different interests and priorities of all delegations. It is, yes, comprehensive and balanced. So I would support the incoming presidency in pushing forward with this and to keeping on working on it. We need to prove that we all mean what we say when we say that this vital forum should get back to work. There is nothing here that prevents that goal. In fact, this is the way that we will achieve that goal. So let's all work together in the spirit of flexibility and compromise and determination to get this done, not to waste any more unnecessary time. And in the next week, under Argentina's leadership, with the P6 behind him, let's get this adopted and get this forum back to work. Thank you.